Tyga is arrested for assault. Nicki Minaj goes after Lil Mix on IG Live. And the Grammys say Kacey Musgraves isn't country enough. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, October 12th. Cameron Swanson has alleged Tyga assaulted her. Tyga has volunteered and turned himself in to the LAPD after yesterday his ex-girlfriend Cameron Swanson alleged he assaulted her. He has been arrested for alleged felony domestic violence charges. According to TMZ, this all went down in Tyga's home when Cameron allegedly showed up screaming around 3 a.m. She posted this image saying, "TMZ, I've been emotionally, mentally, and physically abused, and I'm not hiding it anymore." And included text messages saying, "I didn't show up screaming or uninvited. When I tried to leave, he physically assaulted and refused to let me leave for hours." TMZ's source close to Tyga claims she came over after he told her not to, and that Tyga and other family members felt Cameron appeared to be under the influence. Law enforcement sources say his bail has been set at $50,000.
Whether you brought it up behind closed doors or what, when you try to bring somebody down because you see them continuing to try to pursue their passion, to make money, to feed their family, you are a fucking clown.
Nicki Minaj has made it loud and clear. She stands by Jesse Nelson. The former Little Mix member faced accusations of blackfishing after releasing her hip-hop-leaning debut solo single, Boys, featuring Nicki, and its accompanying music video in which Jesse rocks a tan, multiple wigs, fuller lips, and what some have called a black scent when she sings. So good, so good, so damn bad. UK musician-comedian Nohun then claimed on TikTok that Leanne Pinnock, the only black member of Little Mix, allegedly sent him DMs after he posted a video dancing to Boys, saying he should make one about Jesse being a blackfish instead.
You want me to create content that you know is going to incite hatred and bullying to a person who has been so open and honest and vocal about how online trolling has affected their mental health and caused them to feel suicidal.
So Nicki came to Jesse's defense during an hour-long Instagram Live conversation on Monday, October 11th.
Don't have to come out and try to ruin anyone. Let her enjoy this time. If you was in this woman's group and you ain't talk about this for 10 years, and as soon as you see she got a video come out with Nicki Minaj and Puffy, now you sending the stations text messages and all this stop. If you want a solo career, baby girl, just say that.
Jesse went on to tell Nicki the first time Leanne mentioned blackfishing was when the group shot the visuals for their 2020 UK number one single, Sweet Melody.
It's just hard for me because I was obviously, like you said, I was in a group with two women of color for 9 years, and it was never brought up to me up until the last music video that I did with them.
Then, after the live wrapped, Nicki tweeted, "Don't call things out when they benefit your personal vendetta to people. Call them out immediately once you see it, child. Don't wait a decade after you've made millions with the person." She also shared a screenshot of Leanne commenting, "Work," on a photo of someone else who appears to have the same aesthetic as Jesse. And I'm more than just a little
justified. Did the Grammys just call Kacey pop, and is it justified? Kacey Musgraves' new album, Starcross, will not be eligible for Country Album of the Year at the 64th Annual Grammy Awards on January 31st. The decision was made last week during the Recording Academy's annual screening committee meeting, where submissions are reviewed to make sure they are placed in the appropriate category. Members of the screening committees can reject recordings if they do not feel they fit into the genre. But I guess they got lost. Cindy May, president of Universal Music Group Nashville, has written a letter to the Recording Academy stating, "This decision from the country committee to not accept Starcross into the country albums category is very inconsistent and calls into question the other agendas that were part of this decision. Taking her out of the country category actually does harm to a format struggling with change and inclusivity overall." Of Musgrave's 6 Grammy wins, 2 have come in the country album category. Golden Hour also won Album of the Year in 2019. That there's always been a rainbow hanging over. That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.